Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
This weekend is divisional round weekend. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Their podcast is where you get podcasts. Google Play, iTunes. Name some other podcast locations, because I don't know.
Oh, there's Stitcher. There's Libsyn.
Yeah.
There's the...
Spotify, Pandora coming soon, as we just found out.
Oh, Lord. Yes. Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Podcasts are taking over the world.
The world.
One sports segment at a time. Anyways.
last week, man, Ben, you had the best week of your life.
I did.
It was the best weekend. Wild card weekend. 3-1.
3-1.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
1-3 for Brad. Wow.
I know.
Olympus is falling, everyone.
I don't know what's more rewarding, my 3-1 or his 1-3.
It was, that's bizarro world. It's kind of what that was.
Well, that's a little out of line, but okay.
No, it's quite accurate.
Look at the records. I think. well, thanks a lot, Seattle.
All right, so games on Saturday. We'll do those first. The first one is Colts at Chiefs. Ben, you want to go first?
I absolutely will, Danny. The Kansas City Chiefs are a touchdown scoring machine. However, we discovered Indy has a really good defense.
Yep.
Surprise. You know, I think they ended the season ranked right in the 11th, 12th, that upper third. But they really showed it at that game. They controlled the game with the Texans, you know, three quarters of the game. They controlled the whole thing. I think it's going to be a good sign of what they can do. As we've said before, defense wins championships, offense wins games. I think they're going to do a good job, and they're going to get to the quarterback, going to get to our man Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to put him on the ground a little bit. And I think you're going to see that all of a sudden there won't be as much enthusiasm with those touchdowns when you got a good defense in front of you. So it's not going to be as high scoring as you're used to doing. So I think Colts take this one.
Ooh, all right, Brad.
I think that the thing that we've always sort of referred to with the Colts as being their Achilles heels, their ability to protect Andrew Luck. And they showed against the top two or three pass rushing team in the league last week that they can keep him off the ground. He did not get sacked once in that game, and that's with Clowney and Watt and all those guys. They're going to go against a team that's got the best pass rush in football in terms of sack rate and everything else with Kansas City. And you know, they'll probably do a really good job of keeping Andrew Luck off the ground. Unfortunately, Kansas City will not be able to do a good job of keeping the Colts off the ground, because the Colts can really move the football and the Chiefs can't stop anybody on the ground. They're going to be able to keep up with any Colts scores that they make, but I don't trust Andy Reid to make good decisions in the playoffs. He's great after a bye week, which he earned and he got, and he's had a great season, but he just does weird stuff in the playoffs, and in a close game down the stretch in the playoffs, I just don't trust him. So I think Colts win something like 35-32, 38-35, some kind of score like that.
All right, clean sweep for the Colts. I trust Andrew Luck more than I trust Andy Reid. That's pretty much it. You got Saturday evening, Cowboys at Rams.
The Cowboys cause a real problem for the Rams.
Ooh.
Because the Rams have had some run defense issues late in the season. They actually are bottom in the league in yards per attempt against. They just don't allow teams to rush that much because they put points up so quickly. Teams have to throw to come from behind. So it wasn't really showing up until late in the season. So guess what the Cowboys do really well? Run the football with Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel had a great game against Seattle last week. And I think that they're going to be able to keep that Ram offense off the field for the most part. Do you trust Todd Gurley coming off the injury against that linebacking core? And we saw kind of, you know, we saw Detroit do it. We saw the Niners do it a little bit late in the game. We saw Chicago do it to the Rams. If you can really stop the run up front and force Jared Goff to have to make big time throws under pressure, you're going to create problems for the Rams, and the Cowboys showed that they can get after the quarterback really well. I kind of said last week that they hadn't been as hot as I thought up front, and then they really beat the hell out of Russell Wilson. So I think that they're going to cause a real problem, and I think they win a low-scoring game by Rams standards. I'm going with the Cowboys.
I'm going to go first and foremost. We have to give a shout-out, because after last week, we went and did some market research at a local, I believe they call it a tavern or bar.
No.
And our a loyal listener and now new friend of the podcast, Mr. Cowboy Troy, told him if the Cowboys won, we'd give him a shout out. So there's a shout out. I'm going with him again this week. The Cowboys are hot. They're hot because of that defense and linebacker core. They are doing a wonderful job stopping the run. They're doing a great job in open coverage. They're rolling. You can't deny a hot team. And Goff has regressed a little bit in the last quarter of the season. I just don't see them coming out with it. Although McVay's a great coach, head coach, and I think he'll be, you know, obviously down the road going to be in playoffs. But this one, I don't think it's his turn. I think it's going to be the Cowboys.
Is there a scenario where, and we're in L.A., so it could maybe, the ground opens up and both teams fall in? Is there a way that we get out of this?
I believe there was a movie about that.
Is there a way we get out of this with no team?
I think in The Dark Knight Returns, Dark Knight Rises, I think that actually happens.
If you see Bane at that game, get the hell out of there.
Because Rams and Cowboys, bleh.
Just, the Rams are my reckoning.
Yeah, the Rams have lost so much momentum this last couple. I mean, they won the last game against the Niners, but that's because they kind of had to. Before that, they weren't showing a lot of signs of life that they showed earlier in the season. So, unfortunately, I'll go with the Cowboys.
It's tough because they're not good on the road. They've not been good on the road.
I know.
So you look at it and you think, ugh.
All right, we'll pick the Sunday games next.